Yeah, welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live. We're your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. We cover breaking news, culture, matic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Boy, oh boy, last week was absolutely bonkers. On Monday, Binance was sued, and then Coinbase was sued on Tuesday. Today, we're going to make the case as to why we believe, and I mean the wording not only by the Biden administration, but also some warnings, some rumblings happening from Bitcoiners as well. And then it kind of puts you in like this like moral conundrum, right? Because at the end of the day, we're libertarians, right? So, you know, it's like the crap coin industry should be held to the same standards as, you know, the traditional financial system. We know that, you know, a lot of these crap coins are securities. We know that, but at the same time, I'm wary of this government creep, right? I'm wary of the government coming in and basically dictating what you can and what you cannot buy, right? So I'm kind of on the fence about all of this, right? You know, there's a part of me that's like, you know, like, yeah, these are securities, but at the same time, I'm wary of, you know, the government stepping in and saying, look, you can't sell this because this is a security. And then the libertarian in me is like, you know, if people want to buy crap, let them buy crap. And then what are the unintended consequences of this this crackdown on Binance and on Coinbase? Of course, the inevitable is that a lot of these, you know, crap coin casinos were going to relocate overseas. But it's not only crap coin casinos. There's been a very prominent Bitcoin company that not only warned that they were going to relocate, but it looks like they relocated their headquarters already because of all the uncertainty that's going on. Is the US government really going to stop at these crap coins? Are they really just going to stop at, you know, to say, okay, you know, we've got the regulation that we wanted, we're going to stop right here? And the reason that I'm bringing that up, remember the language from the Biden administration the last couple of years. The last couple of months, right? You know, we know Operation Choke Point O. We know the presidential economic report making the case as to why you need a state for money, making the case for central bank digital currencies. We know they're pushing central bank digital currencies. So can a system exist where a central bank digital currency is here and Bitcoin is here? You would think that people are just going to migrate to Bitcoin, right? It's inevitable. So, you know, what is Opti's ex-girlfriend's famous words, right? If there's an escape valve, people are going to use it. So that is why I'm skeptical of any regulation. I'm just skeptical about it, right? The only regulation I'm a fan of really so far has been El Salvador that made Bitcoin legal tender. But then you're kind of in this conundrum, right? Which I asked the national security director of El Salvador last week, which is, look, you are cracking down on the crime. You know, you are, you know, definitely decreasing violence, but doesn't it concern you that in order to do that, you're increasing state power, right? So there's nothing is perfect. There's pros and cons to everything. And I guess, you know, we covered the news last week. We asked Corey about it on Friday, right? We gave you that angle. This week, we're really going to kind of take it from the paranoid Bitcoin angle, which is like, who's to say that they're not going to inevitably turn these guns against the Bitcoin industry as a whole, right? And it's not unfounded. That fear is not unfounded. Look at the current administration's language on Bitcoin. Look at Elizabeth Warren, right? We have very predominant Bitcoin, politicians, whether it's Brad Sherman, Elizabeth Warren, that are, you know, brave enough to say the quiet part out loud. It doesn't matter whether it's crypto or Bitcoin. They just don't want you using a non-state money, period, right? So that's why I'm skeptical. Like, that's why the paranoid Bitcoiner in me is like, you know what? I just don't trust it. Like, I don't trust the words that they're saying. And I mean, I think if you haven't been living under a rock for the last 4 years, it's very hard to trust a lot of these people that are saying, trust us, bro. Don't verify. Trust us, bro. Anyways, no more delay. I want to bring my legendary co-host. Woke up with a smile on his face today. He sent me a selfie. How you doing, Opti?
I am doing wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I did absolutely nothing this weekend. I needed to reset. But hey, on Nico's point, you know me, guys. I do not trust a politician as far as I can throw them. So, you know, this is why I say that Brad Sherman is my favorite politician out there, because he's saying the part that we know to be true. They are absolutely terrified about Bitcoin. And we do not want to cheer on the regulation, even though, hey, it's bound to happen. We know that politicians are going to politic. Anyways, Nico, actually, is crapcoin not a cuss word? You said it in the first minute. I feel like it is.
I can't say altcoin. I want to say altcoin, but I can't say altcoin. Okay, anyways, okay, no more
fair
delay.
Enough, fair enough.
I want to bring up our legendary guest, the one, the only, the tarantula, but not only the tarantula, the hodl tarantula. What's up, bro?
Yo, blessings. How you doing, man?
What's up,
wonderful, bro? I'm glad to have HT in the building today.
Let's add to the monologue, though, before we jump into the numbers. Quick, two minute thoughts, tarantula, about everything that's going on. I know that you're looking at this and you're like, look, stay humble, stack sats, take Bitcoin into self-custody, everything else is noise. I get you're on that tip. I'm on that tip too. But what do you think of this government creep, this regulation?
Okay, so the individuals that aren't involved with Bitcoin yet, who this might pass by their eyes in some way, shape, or form, your first question should be ultimately, why do they not want me to use anything but estate money? What is the purpose behind that? Why do they need to limit me from access to an escape valve? What are these things and why are they important to them? And so in that ability to inquire, hopefully they'll reach a higher self and understand that this is purely about control, and that real freedom is not something that can be found here, because with the mechanisms that they will implement it and the reasonings that any sane individual who can see behind the curtain or through the fog will understand, is that the reasonings behind why they want to implement these state money only and eliminate your escape valve is so that you can continue to live in the bondage of fiat slavery. And so if this is going to be the way that, they want to implement finance and monetary policy going forward, then, hooray for the politics that are out there trying to speak sweet honey into your ear, looking for your vote when it comes to embracing Bitcoin. But, ultimately, it's like this. The people out there who are being pressured by these monetary policies on the citizen level, they need to start a long, hard self-inquiry into what has been going on with their current money, and if they think that the same minds that created this system of slavery is going to procure any different type of system going forward. There have been some pretty intelligent people in the past that have made the claim that the same minds that have created a problem are not going to be capable of fixing that problem or necessarily creating a solution for a better one. And so people need to start looking and reading in between the lines as to why these systems are looking to be implemented and for what reasoning.
100%. And I agree with you, right? Then the equivalent would be, we live through the separation of church and state roughly about 200 years ago, and or maybe three, you could say, yeah, roughly 250 years ago. And the equivalent of what Tarantula was saying would be like asking a state or a church official back in the day what they thought about the separation of church and state. They would be not incentivized to tell you, hey, that's a good idea. And the equivalent would be, placing your hopes and dreams in a politician who doesn't stand a lot to gain with the separation of money and state, right? So yes, it's perhaps this is a paranoid Bitcoin episode. We're gonna take a different angle today, but I think it's important to get all sides of the coin And, you know, I've been marinating on the news of last week over the weekend. And I don't know. I woke up with these thoughts. I woke up on this side of the argument today. So we're going
to
explore that.
Well, who better to have than exactly. Tarantula on the show when we're paranoid Bitcoiners?
We're going to have a paranoid. We're going to have a paranoid Bitcoin episode today. Talking about.
Do I come across as paranoid? I always like to think I'm very well prepared.
Bars.
Anyways, that's a good way of looking at it. Anyways, guys, no more delay. Let's jump straight into numbers. Let's do it.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
All right, guys, I also want to tell you about the biggest Bitcoin conference on the face of the earth, Bitcoin 2024. It's not going to be in Miami this year. It's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, July 25th through the 27th, 2024, the year of the halving. And you can take advantage of the early bird tickets. You can get a GA ticket for only $299, an industry pass for $749. And if you're a whale pass for $4,499. And you could use the promo code SIMPLY to get yourself a 10% discount. At the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is $25,900. Sats per dollar, 3,861. Block height, 794,057. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, 17,096. Blocks to halving, 45,943. Halving estimate, April 20th, 2024. Total Lightning Network capacity, 5,375. Bitcoin capacity value, 139 million. Realized monetary inflation, 1.76%. The market capitalization of Bitcoin, $502 billion with a B. Anyways, this is a very fitting episode to talk about this topic, right? We were talking about the mechanisms of control, but the mechanism of control we are talking about in the opening monologue or the opening segment is the mechanism of control of money. But also, while we're living through the disintermediation of money, we're living through it. We're also living through the disintermediation of information. And the players, the establishment really, really benefited tremendously from controlling these information flows. Remember in the article that Naim Bukele wrote for Bitcoin Magazine, he said that the elites benefit. What their strongest weapon is their control on truth. And sometimes they say the quiet part out loud. Sometimes they admit it. Sometimes they get so smug, they get so confident in their power that they say it out loud. They say the quiet part out loud. And here is a clip from the opposite of the Bitcoin conference, the World Economic Forum, which I would call the Contillionaire Conference. And again, they're saying the quiet part out loud. Let me play you guys the clip. And then we got some other news for you guys as well.
It's educating. It's hopefully elevating the content that, you know, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we'd Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. You know, we own the science and we think that the world, you know, should know it. And the platforms themselves also do.
We own the science, right? So again, however which way you feel about climate change, right? Whatever, I'm not discussing that, right? We own the science, right? We know how the United Nations feels about Bitcoin adoption, right? They've come out, they've released reports literally saying we must de-incentivize the adoption of Bitcoin in developing countries, even though a lot of those developing countries are currently enduring double-digit inflation, or as is the case with Argentina, dealing with more than 100% inflation. Right. So what I'm advocating for is no one should own the discussion. Let the free market of ideas choose what idea is best. This is so crazy. We own the science. What does that even mean? That is nuts. And by the way, that same attitude is the same attitude that governments have about money, by the way. We own the money. Remember Brad Sherman in his video. Remember what he said. These crypto bros, they feel like they could just create money out of thin air. And they say we do the same thing. But we're the U.S. government. Fuck that. No one should have the ability to create money for free that another human being should have to work for. Period. Full stop. Speaking about the censorship of information, Julian Assange loses his U.S. extradition challenge and he'll reappeal. And for anyone who doesn't know, Julian Assange was basically jailed or accused. You know, he hid out in the Ecuadorian embassy for a while. And then, you know, they had an election that they changed and then they kicked him out of the embassy. And then they arrested him right on the spot. And the reason that they arrested him is because of WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks played a huge role in Bitcoin's story, right? That's one of the last things that Satoshi tweeted, right? It says like that swarm is headed towards us now that WikiLeaks basically got debanked and was accepting donations in Bitcoin. And the reason he got arrested was because he dropped a video of, you know, of some people would call it U.S. war crimes in Iraq. And, you know, and it's crazy because you would say that, you know, that is protected speech. It's not like Julian Assange was a member of the U.S. government. How is this any different than when journalists leak the news? Right. So it's a very, very scary thought that we're heading in this direction. And I might add another indication of the disintermediation of information as well is Tucker. Right. So Tucker Carlson was one of the only members of the legacy corporate media that was constantly basically saying a lot of the anti-establishment narratives. He was kind of going against the grain, and he was very popular because of that, right? He was the most popular legacy media host, and Fox News let him go. He pivoted to Twitter, right? Used the power of the internet to kind of, you know, hey, I don't need an intermediary anymore to give me a platform. Now I'm empowered. I just need a microphone and a camera and I could talk directly to my audience. I don't need you anymore. But this is crazy. Fox News literally went out and they're trying to censor him. And I'm going to read you a quote from his lawyers. And it goes on to say, Fox defends its very existence on freedom of speech grounds. Now they want to take Tucker Carlson's right to speak freely away from him because he took to social media to share his thoughts on current events. Goes on to say, quote, this is the reason as to why the lawsuit happened. Prohibited from rendering services of any type whatsoever, whether it's over the internet via streaming or similar distribution or other digital distribution, whether now known or hereafter devised. So, I mean, dude, it's absolutely, this is a crazy dystopian world we're living in. Obviously, Tucker embarrassed the F out of the legacy corporate media at his height. He was getting between 3.5 and 4.5 average views and listens on his nightly show on Tucker Carlson Tonight. The first episode he dropped for Twitter, it has more than 100 million views. You want to know why they're suing him? You want to know why Julian Assange is putting in prison? Because they want to control the truth. They had these intermediaries in place. You know, remember what they sold the American public that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction in 2003. They sold the American public. They used the New York Times, of which the New York Times was the media institution that was weaponized to target Bitcoiners. Remember that propaganda hit piece that came out? They changed the sky. They changed the sky to make it seem like it was the Bitcoin mining was polluting the atmosphere. Right. So again, these
boiling
the motions. Exactly right. These, you know, these mechanisms of control that the establishment has been using for decades and decades, the internet just came around and it's just disintermediating them. It's empowering you, the individual, to talk directly amongst each other and taking out the intermediary, and they're freaking out. They don't know what to do. Right. So their knee jerk reaction is censorship. And of course, we know they're doing that with money, but in this case, they're doing this with information. Anyways, Tarantula, what are your thoughts on all this, bro?
Well, thoughts. One is that Noster is a great tool for this direct communication. That's one thing I like. And then thoughts two on this is that there's a book actually written by Cooper, is the name of the author, called Behold a Pale White Horse. And it actually speaks on the war on information, and that we have been in the Third World War now for quite some time, and that is directly a war on information. And so you're 100% spot on with that. It's been happening for quite some time. The other thing is that as long as we can continue to render these ways and means to communicate with each other more directly through the internet, and more, hopefully more decentralized means of communication going forward, that information that comes from the likes of individuals like Tucker Carlson and Julian Assange will still be able to make it to the masses.
Yeah, 100%, right? 100%. You know, and it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight. I don't think they're just going to go give over the keys and go gently into that good night, right? And again, like a lot of these things, like these are taboo topics. You can't
absolutely. I mean, you're talking about the control of information is such a powerful thing. It's literally you're wielding a sword that all you're doing is they're dropping the S and controlling it through the means of internal manipulation. It's beyond kinetic warfare. You know, it's such a cheap and easy way for them to manipulate people in mass that if anybody thinks that it's going to be an easy, let's say, I don't like to say fight, because this is other ways. It's not really a fight. We can educate ourselves and go beyond anything that might necessarily be a fight and supersede them at their own game. It's just that your ability to perceive and understand reality and what's happening around you has to be elevated as well. You have to start to disconnect from a lot of these outlets with which are being controlled by individuals like that. And you have to seek community amongst individuals that have been verified. And that's the real way forward.
100%. Opti, what's your take before we move on to the news?
Well, first off, ESG narrative is a scam, full stop. We just heard it here first. We own the science. Someone said it in the chat, hundreds of scientists agree that they want to keep their job. That's a good meme that you guys are putting in the chat. But also, you know, free Assange. It's a scary world when telling the truth gets you put in jail. And this is the world that we live in. It seems like the war criminals that he exposed should be the ones being put in jail, but obviously they are the ones with the power and the control. And so, you know, hey, kudos to not only Julian Assange, but to his family for putting up this fight. Hopefully we will see justice in this world, but hey, it's a pretty dark, scary world right now when someone like Julian Assange gets literally put in jail for telling the truth. It's absolutely clown world confirmed. But the Tucker news also kind of just made me think of, it just reminds me of what we talk about here all the time in like the meme review. And of course we do it lightheartedly, but this is the power of social media, guys. Like, you guys should not underestimate the power that you guys have on social media, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Noster, whether it's on any social media platform. Communicating with other like-minded individuals and spreading the truth is our ultimate tool here. This is what is going on. This is what terrifies those people in power, because I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's more of us than there are of them. And if we wake up one day, all have the same thought, oh, wait, why are we listening to these psychopaths? Things change just like this, guys. Like, we have the power, and now we have a money and freedom tools like Noster, like, Bitcoin, self-custody, running the nodes themselves. You don't have to play this game anymore. You do not have to be trapped like a rat in the fiat matrix. We have options now. We have escape routes. And I mean,
don't even get me started on the ESG thing. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we will talk about that. Exactly.
Sir.
Tarantula reminded me of the classic quote, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword. And this is why we continuously beat on the idea that the only thing the powers that be have is the monopoly on truth. The only thing they have is gaslighting the average individual into believing their narratives. Well, in my opinion, I feel like the pendulum is swinging the other way, and the narrative is being exposed in real time, and people are waking up and getting pissed off.
So, and again, like, you know, because I'm big believer in open discourse, right? The problem isn't necessarily ESG or their belief on, you know, climate change and whatever. That's fine. The problem is that they're saying that if you don't believe in that, you will be deplatformed. The problem is that if you don't believe in ESG or if you don't believe in climate change, you're an outcast. You're a heretic. And that is the issue. The issue is we are not allowed to have open discussion. That is the fundamental problem, right?
Makes it hard to control the narrative when you do that, sir.
Correct. Why? Because in the free market of ideas, if your idea is BS, right, obviously what tends to happen? So their only ability is to control the narrative. So, but again, it's, and why do we cover information? Well, because money is a form of information. And if you think that they have a problem with you not believing certain things, what makes you think they're going to be okay with you choosing your own money of which they don't benefit from and of which they can't control either? Information is the front line of all of this. If you don't have freedom of speech, freedom of discourse, what do you think is the next step? They don't want you using money that can't control. They don't want you using censorship resistant money. More importantly, they don't want you using a money that doesn't steal from you, doesn't steal your life force, right? So this is why information, the freedom of discourse, freedom of speech goes hand in hand with Bitcoin. It's like literally one in the same. And the it's just another front in this. It's another front. And of course, they don't want you using that. Could you, one of the most, and then we'll move on to the news. Like one of the most inspirational things that I saw was it was written in a block that was found. And one of the messages that it was like block number 666 or something. It was like, you don't beat evil by hiding it. You beat evil by, you know, bringing it to light or something like that. Whatever your belief is about that, or for example, freedom for Taiwan, Taiwan's an independent country, whatever that is. That speech will forever remain on the Bitcoin blockchain. And if you have a copy of the Bitcoin blockchain, if you're running your own node, you have that downloaded. You have it. You can't take it away. You can't just make it disappear, right? It's enshrined there, right? And it might not be speech that you agree with, or it might not be speech that certain very powerful nation states believe in, but that speech is there. You can't take it away. Right. Anyways, really enjoyed this topic, but no more delay. Let's jump straight to the news. We got a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Daily News.
The Daily News is brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Check out the brand new limited edition color, the transparent green jade. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gap Bitcoin transactions, scan and display QR codes directly on the device, assign transactions, and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin. All right, guys, I also want to tell you about the Orange Pill app. It's building the social layer for Bitcoin. As crazy as it sounds, without the people, Bitcoin is just ones and zeros. Bitcoin is the people. Bitcoin is you. It's me. It's Opti. It's Tarantula. It's Satoshi. Download the Orange Pill app for iOS or Android and connect with other Bitcoiners in real life. Find other plebs that live near you, and you can go into the app totally anon and search for other Bitcoiners by common interest. Orange Pill app is also the world's biggest repository for Bitcoin-only events. If you want to meet other Bitcoiners in real life, this is the app for you. Sign up through the App Store, and you can even pay in stats. Download the Orange Pill app today, and you could also. And we really appreciate Opti and I all the messages that you're sending us, and we try to go through each single one of them. Anyways, so kind of a recap of what happened last year. This is a Fortune article The name of the headline for audio listeners is "The Future of America: American Crypto Looks Bleak as Gary Gensler Declares War, and It Could Mean the End of Coinbase in the U.S." By the way, Opti and I made a video about this about 2 months ago, and we got chewed up in the comments. R. Herrera, I'm going to read one of them, said, "You're being ignorant. Coinbase isn't going anywhere." Well, I guess you didn't see that coming. Anyways, we got so, remember Opti, we got so much crap
for
that.
Yeah, we got
so much crap for that. Well, who's talking now? Anyways, goes on to say, on Monday, Gary Gensler dropped a long-awaited lawsuit against Binance, exposing embarrassing details of a campaign by the world's biggest crypto exchange to avoid U.S. regulation. The following morning, he dropped a second complaint against Coinbase before embarking on a TV tour that would portray the crypto industry as lawless and out of control. He also questions the need for crypto. Now, that worries me. That worries me. This is what I was telling you in the very beginning. He said, quote, "We don't need more digital currency. We already have digital currency. It's called the U.S. dollar." That's, that's literally echoing. It's echoing the wording coming out of the Biden administration and the wording coming out of the U.S. Treasury. And the U.S. Treasury, the Future of Money report, and that entire report, they, in the eyes of the U.S. Treasury and the current administration, the future of money is stable coins, payment platforms, and central bank digital currencies. They don't mention Bitcoin. It's just echoing that. Because a lot of people are like, no, Gary Gensler, he's a fan of Bitcoin. He said everything other than Bitcoin is a security. Well, isn't it convenient? Like, that's very, it's convenient. I am skeptical. I am skeptical. Anyways, it goes on to say, Gensler's gambit was an unusually political action by a regulator, but also a successful one. Even his biggest critics in the industry quietly acknowledged to Fortune that the SEC chair had put them on defense, backing Coinbase into a corner during a week when the company had planned to put forward a narrative about working with Congress to create a better regulatory regime. Goes on to say, in the case of Binance, the agency alleges the company sought to dupe U.S. regulators and engage in so-called wash trading, trading with one set to inflate volume, and that it commingled customer funds with its own accounts. It goes on to say the SEC Coinbase in Manhattan, the customary forum for more run-of-the-mill securities legislation, and indeed the agency's allegations against Coinbase are more pedestrian. Sources close to Coinbase, however, told Fortune that they believe Gensler timed the SEC complaint to coincide with the Binance one in order to conflate the company's behavior in the minds of the public and lawmakers. Again, like, it's like, there's a part of me that's like, yes, altcoins are securities. But then there's a part of me that's like, why would I be rooting for an executive branch that has made their feelings known about the entire industry? So kind of, I'm kind of, you know, in this weird no man's land, right? Anyways, it goes on to say the federal judge who will hear the case is unlikely to allow the SEC's tactical maneuvers to inform any eventual ruling. But this may not matter since the agency's allegations, while not as dramatic as the ones against Binance, are still serious. And if they stick, will pose a grave threat to Coinbase's business model. Again, we called this a couple of months ago, R. Herrera, and you called us ignorant. Who's the ignorant one now? Anyways, goes on to say the SEC alleges that Coinbase sold 13 tokens as unregistered securities. Meanwhile, the agency also argues that the company acts as a broker, an exchange, and a clearinghouse, and did not get permission from the agency to do any of these things. The upshot is that if the SEC prevails in the law and its lawsuit, Coinbase would emerge badly hobbled, and it could be forced to divest some of its core operations and limited to selling Bitcoin and Ethereum, an activity that has become increasingly low margin and commoditized. Industry experts say this could mean the regulatory environment becomes unviable for U.S. crypto companies. Quote, there's a 33% chance Coinbase won't exist in the U.S. in 5 years. So, you know, and a lot of people are like, you know, Nico, like, you know, live by the shitcoin, die by the shitcoin. Like, so be it, right? Again, but I'd like to, like, I would like to mention, I am very skeptical. And by the way, I'm not the only one that feels this way. Here is Beautyon. He is the co-founder of Asteco. It's a great place to buy KYC free sats, or a great way to buy KYC free sats. And he goes on to say, most of mankind lives outside of America. If America rejects Bitcoin, the entire world will still settle on it and be served by companies outside America. The world doesn't need America. It needs and will get Bitcoin on its own terms. Mind you, Beauty On was retweeting the article of which I just read you from Forbes. Right. So again, I'm not the only one thinking this way. We're not the only paranoid Bitcoiners.
Not blocked by Beauty On?
here is Pierre Richard. Goes on to say state level critiques, quote, crypto token issuance is too centralized and Bitcoin issuance is too centralized. Common thread, the state is not the issuer. And I think that's some signal here. And here is Jack Mallers, right? He did a, you know, Bitcoin Policy Institute, Bitcoin Policy Summit, which was in DC. And in his keynote, he basically said, if you guys don't get your act together, I'm going to leave. And that's exactly what Strike did. Here's an article that goes on to say, Strike moves global headquarters to El Salvador, expands to 65 countries. Goes on to say, according to Jack Mallers, the CEO and founder of Zaps, Strike's parent company, the expansion drive aims to conquer the clouded world of crypto exchanges and hidden unregistered licensing regimes and 1,000 different coins. Speaking to Fortune, Mallers revealed that relocating its headquarters to El Salvador was a response to the growing anti-crypto regulatory sentiments in the United States, right? So we're not the only crazy Bitcoiners thinking this. We're not the only paranoid Bitcoiners saying, hey, you know, yes, I get it. They're going after securities, but, you know, there might be something else. Now, what is the unintended consequence of this? Well, we called this out as well 3 days ago, and we said how China is secretly backing Bitcoin. And we made the case that they're using the one country, two systems policy to kind of, you know, bring some of these crypto companies or maybe even Bitcoin companies that are fleeing the regulatory environment in the U.S. and they're trying to, you know, bring them to Hong Kong. You know, the CCP benefits because they control Hong Kong. But at the same time, in the mainland, Bitcoin is illegal, right? So they're playing both sides here. And we made the case for this. And then this article came out on Sunday. It literally says Hong Kong legislator invites Coinbase to the region despite SEC scrutiny, right? So it's just, look, my attitude on this is that if the U.S. doesn't get their shit together, and if they, you know, if they're really sincere about it being about securities, which I just, the Bitcoiner in me is just like, it's like, okay, sure. But it's just, if you look at the wording from the Biden administration, man, they're not just talking about crypto and securities. It's almost as if that was the great excuse that the state needed. That was the justification, right? So
it's a fear of that loss on the monopoly, my man.
There you go. There you go. Exactly. I don't know.
We gotta create waves and get people off out of the way. If you're gonna maintain your monopoly, what are you gonna do? Gonna squeeze?
It's almost as if they needed a justification.
The fact that they're all paired in the same lines practically says that it's coming from one central place, and that's the individuals that pull the strings are the ones that create the monetary means. Print that burr. That's where it's going. That's where it's coming from. They have no interest in protecting citizens and securities. So, you know, I mean, that is a farce at best. It's literally about maintaining monopoly on policy in regards to, you know, who gets to create and take the value in regards to being a time cartel.
Yeah, 100%. And I love that, the time cartel. And again,
banks, world banks are time cartels, sir. And they wield this with disgusting ego.
Amen to that. And again, this isn't just a couple of Bitcoiners saying this. It's not just HODL Tarantula. It's not just Opti. It's just not just Nico, right? You have Jack Mahler, CEO and founder of Strike, right? And you have, you know, the CEO and founder of Asteco Beauty On kind of were feeling this as well, right? This is, You know, it's quite convenient. It's quite convenient what they're doing. How long until they turn their sights on the Bitcoin industry? That's you know, the paranoid Bitcoiner in me, the conspiracy theory Bitcoiner in me. That's what I'm seeing here. I'm seeing my spidey senses are tingling right now, and they're just like,
That's a lot of doom and gloom. Let's talk about something better.
We will. But I want to get Opti's point first, and then we're gonna talk about something better during the culture for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to take a little different route here. You know, hashtag delete Coinbase, use Bitcoin only companies. Gensler is not a friend of Bitcoin, and Coinbase seems to be in a lot of shit. So if you have anything on, if you still have your Bitcoin on Coinbase right now,
if you have your Bitcoin on anywhere, if you have your Bitcoin on anywhere, you know,
took the words right out of my mouth.
Take self-custody.
And guys, if you do have Bitcoin on an exchange, do not just send that Bitcoin to another exchange. Like, by all means, take this Bitcoin into self-custody. And I mean, we've been talking about it all week, last week. Like, shitcoins are done in the US, and this might play out for a while. But I think Bitcoiners have been saying this for a long time. So go Bitcoin only. And shouts out to everyone in the chat. I saw a few people say it in today's chat that they finally dumped all of their shitcoins and are all in on Bitcoin. So shouts out to you. Welcome to the party. Really, really, really glad that you finally made the final move. And now you can really, really find that Bitcoin Zen. Enjoy life as a Bitcoiner and realize, hey, Bitcoin unaffected. What's the meme? Unbothered, moisturized, in my own lane, enjoying life. Man, it's pretty simple. Take your Bitcoin into self-custody. If you guys need me to do another culture on all the wallets that I like, I'll definitely do it. Hit me in the chat. We'll cover that again. But let's get into what Tarantula wants to talk about. Let's lighten the mood a little bit here.
We'll definitely lighten the mood. But before we get there, guys, if you want to make it over the finish line with your generational wealth, you don't want to store your generational wealth on paper. You want to store your Bitcoin wallet seed words and passphrases. You want to store it on Steel, and there's no better place to do it than the BitPlates Domino. It's designed to preserve Bitcoin wallet backup seed words and passphrases. It's easy to use, hard to destroy, made from highly corrosion resistant 316 marine grade stainless steel, and offers the ultimate protection against extremes of temperatures. You can use the promo code simply to get 10% off anything on the bitplates.com store. Anyways, guys, let's jump straight into the culture. Let's do it.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, guys, I also want to tell you about Swan's new offer. Bitcoin, one second. Here we go.
He's coming back.
Bitcoin is generational wealth, and you can secure your bright orange future with the Swan IRA. Real Bitcoin, no taxes. Swan offers both traditional and Roth options to best fit your needs. Create your IRA and start adding Bitcoin in less than 1 minute. Transfers and rollovers are available. Swan's Bitcoin experts will get you set up with no transfer fees and no minimum balance requirements. This is real Bitcoin, not ETF or other derivative. Get the real thing and get it at Swan. Go to swan.com/IRA for more details. And if you have any questions, doubts, or concerns, you can hit me up on Twitter DM and also the Orange Pill app as well. Anyways, Opti, looks like our guest dropped out.
I just texted him. He says he's coming back. So he should be here in a minute. But before we go on, guys, if you do not follow Tarantula on Twitter, a.k.a. at Hoddle Tarantula, you guys should definitely follow him. Here he is. What's up, bro? You hit us up the other day. I think it was about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And you were super excited and you're like, yo, let's talk about the current project that I'm working on. I want to spread the signal to all the Bitcoiners out there. So, good sir, HT, what are you working on? What's the information you want to share to all the Bitcoiners out there?
Okay, well, the information that I want to share, it actually is interesting because of what's going on currently with all the attempted regulation and everything. The project that I just started working on is out in North Dakota, and it's something I've been talking about for a long time. It's mining Bitcoin out on sovereign land. With the amount of regulation and all that, that we see coming down the pipeline, I thought to myself, you know, since I started mining Bitcoin, you know, you need to be able to play 4D chess kind of in order to survive in this industry. And now that, you know, we have this, all this legislation that the people are trying to implement about whether or not these digital currencies are going to be anything that are going to be allowed to happen, I think, like, what's the best way to position yourself going forward? And I couldn't think of anything better than finding land that, you know, I can't be touched on. And that's out there in North Dakota. Guy who is a tribal member out there that I'm working on a contract with a company called Frederick's Custom Solutions. We're actually playing the ESG game against them with Bitcoin mining. The flare gas out there is more of a problem in North Dakota and seven times more of an issue than anywhere else in the entire country. And the majority of it's happening out there on this Indian reservation. And so what I've been able to do recently is start working and building with one of the tribal members out there who's a native contractor on the reservation in order to build Bitcoin mining operations. And I've even been able to go as far as to get other individuals who have ASICs and are looking for places to operate, the ability to operate with me out there on that reservation. And that's pretty a pretty big deal to myself. And it gives people the ability to implement a mining operation themselves without having to worry about necessarily being touched by the long arm of the government. So, like, out there, we are operating on sovereign land. And we're what I've been able to do is even get my producer to allow as little as a half of a megawatt to be put out by individuals who are looking to build, who are having a hard time finding place to build. And the price of energy out there, because we're mitigating this flare gas and using these wasted energy sources, is extremely favorable for us over the long term. There's absolutely no way that I could foresee myself failing in building an operation of that nature, considering all the benefits that are being had, unless there is absolutely catastrophic failure across all means and lines in regards to our network. And considering how strong our network is and healthy right now, I don't foresee that happening at all. And the other thing is that I was talking to my producer and my guy Jesse, who's out there with me building, and our team, and they're being kind enough to allow anybody who wants to work with us to come out there and mine Bitcoin on the reservation as well, through our direct affiliation, like as a tribal member, first-tier contractor. That gives us a nice advantage over anybody else in the area who wants to build. They absolutely have to build through us because it's out there on that land. And so it's a positioning that I've been working towards for a long time, because it can directly help other individuals who are out here trying to deal with the uncertainty that comes with operating on state land. And now it's pretty much like you can make your own rules with us. And you know, to a certain extent. And then wanted to have the ability to let other people know that, you know, if they're looking for, you know, energy under 5 cents a kilowatt hour or less, if they want to provide their own energy, then, you know, we have ways and means of doing that to where it's virtually impossible to be stopped.
Beautiful. Absolutely bullish.
It's sovereign mining, right? It's sovereign mining straight up. You're not plugged into the grid. You know, you're out in the field taking advantage of, you know, this, you know, this excess energy capacity. And you're also taking advantage of jurisdictional arbitrage, right? You're going to a jurisdiction where, you know, it's exactly what you said. It's a, you know, it's a reservation. They have their own laws. But I would say Tarantula, like, is this particular reservation, are they pro Bitcoin? Are they pro, you know, this type of business?
So The contractor that I'm building with is working to orange pill the entirety of the nation, the three affiliated tribes out there. It's you know, they are not against, I would say. It's these are individuals that don't trust, they verify, and it's been, you know, it's been a challenge kind of to develop, to get them to see that, you know, how they can verify this is going to benefit them. So what we've been doing is just trying to build as independents, you know. I've, like I said, my guy out there, he is a he's a tribal member affiliated, and what we're building is beneficial to the locals in the area. Then it helps with the environmental impacts as well. And it also creates, you know, positive benefits in regards to usurping the unused energy. It just, we have to build this data and assemble it and present it to them, and hope that long-term that they can see the benefits and that they'll be more willing to embrace that. The fact that we're able to build out there and under this gas capture flare mitigation sense, and that we're getting support on that, and that they are aware that, like, you know, we're out there implementing these SHA-256 servers and that what was behind that. And my guy is not a caca coiner by any means. He brought me on strictly because of Bitcoin only operating fundamentals, principles, morals, and values. And so it's like the path that's being created there, it's narrow, but it's true. And that's what they say about the right path. It's not always easy to walk. And so it's been a little bit of a slow journey for himself, but hopefully over the next year or two, we can speed it up a little bit. We already are having discussions with tribal members who are owners and operators of other institutions on the reservation. Like, there's a casino out there, and I am working with other Bitcoiners to develop a Bitcoin meetup for the area. And so with that, we can hopefully, you know, spread that message and signal further. Babes Who Bitcoin and the Charlotte guys have been kind of helping me put together some stuff. If anybody's looking for meetup stuff, they should pay them for advice, because they definitely are good on that. So yeah, the other thing that we're working on out there eventually is going to be trying to put together some Lightning stuff as well. It's a large task, but it's worthy task, and I'm happy to be dedicating my time to it.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that, again, you're taking advantage of, you know, this it's the better flag theory, right? You're taking advantage of powers that Bitcoin gives you, the power to not only vote with your wallet, but also your feet. You're going to a jurisdiction, right, where is favorable to Bitcoin, where you benefit from, you know, the local laws over there. And you're taking advantage of that. You're taking advantage of that not only to benefit yourself, but this is the beauty of Bitcoin, the aligned incentives of the Bitcoin network. In the process, you're actually making Bitcoin stronger, right? So, you know, I absolutely love that. That's empowering. And if anyone wants to find out more about this, Tarantula, what do they do? Could they hit you up on Twitter? What's the best way to get in contact with you?
Absolutely. We're a website, frederickscustomsolutions.com, and then also I'm available on Twitter for anybody who ever has any questions or is seeking power. They can absolutely come talk to me. I got power available.
Absolutely beautiful. Opti?
Yeah. Tarantula, how much excess energy do you guys have out there?
There's enough excess energy out there to power the entirety of our network.
Let's go. Wow. Amazing. Okay, shook. Sovereign, I was not expecting that answer.
Sovereign mining on sovereign land. Absolutely beautiful. Anyways, everybody, no more.
Wait, one more question. How long have you been doing this, Tarantula, and how long are you planning to do this?
Well, I've been mining Bitcoin since 2017. And
yeah, we know this. On sovereign land.
Oh, for a few months now. And I plan on doing it until the entirety of the energy is usurped, or I myself am not physically capable of doing it anymore.
Even gotta love Tarantula.
Trying to build a team of individuals that can do everything that I do and maybe even do it better, in hopes that after I'm gone, it will definitely never stop in the same
beautiful
manner.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it. All right, everybody, let's jump straight into the meme review. Let's do it.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom Racks. All right, you guys already know the deal. You watch the whole show just to get to the memes, and we brought you the memes. Continue to tag me on Twitter, SimplyBitcoinTV. I am checking all of the memes. I may not get them all on every episode, but I do have them in our show notes, and I will get them as hopefully quickly as possible. But also drop them in our Telegram group. I do scroll the Telegram group to find the memes as well for you guys. So, this is an information war, guys. We are in the trenches every single day. So continue to make the memes. Continue to get the calls of actions out there. Continue to keep your friends' morale up on the Twitterverse, because tweets are the bullets and memes are the artillery. Anyways, drop your meme review score in the chat after we read the memes, and we will cover them live. This first meme, shouts out to our boy RD_BTC on Twitter. And he goes, just saying, bruv, hashtag Bitcoin. And he goes, all I'm saying is, you should have got your Bitcoin off those shitcoin casinos. Hey, I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying you should go Bitcoin only and take your Bitcoin off the exchanges. Okay, this next one. Shouts out to the BTC therapist. And he goes, the money will flood to Bitcoin. And we got this dam right here. And the dam is, quote unquote, lack of regulation. And we have the water that the dam is holding up, the market cap of crypto. And at the bottom is the village, which is Bitcoin. What's that meme? Like, all your money is mine now. It is all going to flow into Bitcoin. All roads lead to Bitcoin. Okay, this next one is by Chairforce BTC, and this one actually is hilarious. And we got this meme here, and it goes, when shitcoiners asked for help after realizing that the quote-unquote toxic maxi Bitcoiners were right all along, and we got this Bitcoiner here at the dock, and someone's drowning, and instead of a helping hand, he throws a big middle finger anchor at him. Absolutely wrecked. Okay, this next one is by Not Grubbles on Twitter, and he goes, alts are just sophisticated traps for your corn. And you can see this little mouse trap here with the corn in the bottom. What do we say all the time on the show? Shitcoins are designed to steal your Bitcoin. And here we have a visual of this, that altcoins are just sophisticated traps to take your corn. Anyways, this next meme is by Carla Bitcoin from the Crypto Couple. And she goes, all caps, when in doubt. And there's a couple here, and they're looking at the world burning, and they go, more Bitcoin? Yes, more Bitcoin. When in doubt, stack more Bitcoin. This is the way. As clown world burns, you stack more Bitcoin. This is the way. Okay, this next one. We put this quote on our Twitter. It says, the fiat system has been designed to drain your life force and the fruits of your labor. Bitcoin replenishes years of time theft. And shouts out to Tyler Durden, swallowed the red pill. He's orange in the chat all the time. And oh yeah, so no, it's red pill. There's a picture of a Squidward when he is stressed and drained and looking absolutely wrecked, and it is the fiat system. And then at the bottom, we have the Chad version that is Bitcoin. Get on the Bitcoin standard and your life improves. Okay, this next one is by Bitcoin Scoresby, and it goes, good morning, Vietnam! Bitcoin is how you survive. And we got the play on, wow, I'm blanking on the actor. Anyways, it goes, Satoshi Nakamoto in 2008, Cypherpunk, Satoshi Nakamoto released Bitcoin to the world. Money you can send to anyone, anywhere, anytime, and no one can stop you. What are you waiting for? Good morning, Vietnam! And it's a picture of the anonymous Guy Fawkes mask, and he's pointing at you. need to stack Bitcoin, a Satoshi Nakamoto film. Anyways, guys, drop your meme review score in the chat and we will cover ours live. Okay, Nico, I got a very special one. I got this yesterday. And I have this Diamond Crown Julius Caesar cigar. They're absolutely delicious. If you know, you know. These are marvelous. Might be my favorite.
Okay. All right. What about Tarantula? What would you give those memes?
You're muted, bro. The phone. He changed phones on us.
A smiling tarantula.
We can't hear you. All right.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll give those memes a score of one burner phone with Graphene OS on it.
Oh, okay.
Bars.
I'm going to give it a Pacific Bitcoin hat.
Okay.
There we go. All right, guys, let us know in the live chat what you think of those scores. But before we get to it, I want to give a very special shout out to our clothing sponsor, Opti, and I wear the merch every single day. RepresentLTD.com. I'm wearing the classic blue hoodie. Opti is wearing the classic green hoodie, the decentralized core, and the Simply Bitcoin hat. By the way, if you want the Simply Bitcoin hat, you could scan the QR code on the screen, and you can get yourself a Represent Simply Bitcoin classic snapback hat. Scan the QR code. It'll take you directly to the website, and you can use the promo code Simply to get yourself a big discount, 10% off. Anyways, let's get to the meme review score, Opti. But first, I got to cue the epic music.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
All right, Rave Elevator. Score, Michael Saylor's first slideshow in Bitcoin Prague. Quote, there is no second best slideshow.
What's the second best? There is no second best.
All right, Elaine Lowo. Tribes across the U.S. mining Bitcoin and tribal citizenship to Bitcoiners if El Salvador isn't an option. Okay, I like that. Winicus, I give the memes my warehouse of 1 billion hamsters on wheels, providing more energy than Tarantula's mining facility. Amen to that. Amen to that. HodoCoin, I give the memes a power shell from Beans, Bullets, Bitcoin. Phil C, I give the memes 10,000 sats for every maxi who said, I told you so.
This one seems PG, Nico.
Christine Lagarde, that's right, everybody. That's right. Opti's ex-girlfriend is in the live chat. Says, Opti, deeply explore. Can't read that. She misses you, bro. You gotta.
That was pretty PG.
Okay. Opti's tarantula inspired beard. Long, thick score, a free viral beard serum for the facially impaired, normally going for 69 NACs.
Yes, that is me. He's trolling me. He keeps asking me if I can ever grow a beard like Tarantula. No, I cannot.
I couldn't grow a beard. And then all of a sudden, the year that I got into Bitcoin, I was able to grow a beard. It was fucking crazy. Hammersaw, I give the memes a blumpkin. Steve Dre, my memes get my Bobby Kennedy vote because they won't let him win. Okay. UTXO, I like that. I give the meme 69,420,000 ethically purchased sats. Okay, we got two more. Bushmaster, give the memes apply goggles forced on Kaka Coiner for all 18 WIM Sailor episodes.
What is money?
Okay.
I got it. Go, read it.
Thank Orange. I give the memes a trading my swag for TP. All right, everybody, that's all.
Hey, wait. Wine is saying I'm a no coiner because I can't grow my beard, dude. Come on, bro.
What is Bitcoin? I don't even know what Bitcoin is.
He says the beard shows how long you've been in Bitcoin. Opti is a no coiner. Absolutely devastated.
Damn, bro.
Wrecked.
Tarantula has been there since 2009 then. All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
Hell no.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. If you enjoyed the episode, you know what to do. Smash that like button. Consider subscribing if you feel like we provided you value. But the number one thing you could do to help push the peaceful Bitcoin revolution forward is share all Bitcoin content. Don't share crypto content. That's counterproductive. Share Bitcoin content. Get the message out there. Start handing out those orange pills and winning over the hearts and minds of individuals. Anyways, Tarantula, thank you so much for coming on the show. Appreciate you, brother. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on the interwebs?
I'm over at Noster at HT. And
could you read your entire pub key?
X43X569. I'm still shitposting on Twitter. Haven't been banned yet since their recent takeover.
And you could follow the Tarantula at HODL Tarantula. Thank you so much for joining us today, bro. We appreciate you. And keep up the good fight, man. We're honored to be in the trenches with you, brother. All right, guys.
Stay positive, man.
Yeah.
Take it easy, dude.
I will see you. See you later, my friend. All right, man. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into Simply Bitcoin. If you want to join the after party, we are hosting Ace Spaces with the best place to build your Bitcoin stack, swan.com. So go over there. We're holding the spaces down until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Opti's going to be holding it down, and we encourage you guys to come up from the audience and keep the conversation going. This is how we get the message out there. This is how we break through the Bitcoin echo chamber. But until then, guys, I will see you tomorrow for another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. Peace out, y'all.
Of the week. Tarantula, you're still there in the background. Come join me on Twitter Spaces while we continue the conversation. I do have some friends over here. Anyways, you already know the deal. This is a Bitcoin space by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. We roll this out at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Yep. So we got about 30 minutes left, and we will continue the conversation. I do have a few friends up on here already. So, but do not be shy.